Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. The topic is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the year 2015. Martin Luther King Jr., the human rights advocate, sacrificed his life for racial harmony and social equality. The civil rights movement led to desegregation and voting rights, allowing the disenfranchised to exercise electoral choice and participation in the political process. As a result, many amongst the marginalized were able to exponentially rise in various fields such as politics, military, economy, education, and entertainment, including television media, gaining prominence and affluence. The beneficiaries in this historic feat, having realized their dreams and attained the pinnacle of success, are unfortunately responsible for the brethren's woes, having ignored their persistent plight to the extent of slight, despite the existing political and economic power within community. Similarly, certain members misplaced priority, whether in providing false testimony to international body on Iraq war, producing endless deaths and devastation until now, or joining the ranks of those constantly engaged in counterproductive cause, adopting deceptive concepts and means for self and vested interests, exemplify the respective characteristics with little or no concern for the role, undermining the civil rights leaders' dedication. The milestones in history is a reminder to evaluate current situation to determine pervasive effects in society. Any achievements burden the society to sustain progress. The sustainability is critical for progressive trend in the inclusive rather than exclusive format evident in contemporary status. Whenever civilization undergoes revolutionary changes, the incumbents bear responsibility to extend positive aspects and concurrently act in reversing negative or destructive course pertaining to denial of freedom, human values, and social justice, leading towards egalitarianism with respect for life, transcending race, religion, gender, and several classifications in society. The civil rights, being the inalienable rights of all citizens, should be essentially free from preferential applications or jurisdiction, contrary to the prevalent conditions targeting specific demography for racial profiling and incarcerations with indelible mark on intolerance from such involvement. Upon reviewing status quo, beginning with Guantanamo Bay detainees, torture chambers regardless of techniques, foreign prisons for renditions, legislation of National Defense Authorization Act, sponsoring terrorism not barring cannibalism to destabilize sovereign nations, authorizing predator drones killing defenseless children, women and men in occupied countries, and toppling democratically elected governments maintained with pride and prejudice. The domestic front, the joblessness among African Americans soaring amid combating hate crimes against youths with police brutality and judicial verdict exacerbating victims and the family suffering more than ever. These incidents occurrence in the 1960s emanated from ignorance and deep social divide for individual and collective satisfaction. However, the revival in the present time is regrettable. Accordingly, the constitutional obligation and civil duty binding on entire Congress as lawmakers and elected representatives for impartial investigation, alongside measures to prevent repeat events nationwide, is imperative. Furthermore, the indifference to frequent fatal assaults involving African American citizens in recent memory is disturbing, especially after the civil rights struggle enabling members of African American origin at the helm in the executive, legislative, and judicial branch in possession of authority. The unarmed victims, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, shooting of Trayvon Martin in the George Zimmerman case, and Miriam Carey, shot dead with the toddler son witnessing the horrific crime in the Capitol Police and Secret Service agents' pursuit near White House, are few of many violations that merits valid explanation. Since politics is granted immunity in the crimes against humanity, perhaps there is no political will to seek justice and restore fairness in civil society. Quoting the civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr., "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice," end quote. This is only possible when members of political class demonstrate the pledge to serve constituents and the nation in action. The system is broken and beyond repair due to illegitimacy reigning control over governance and global activity. Nonetheless, the darkness cannot prolong as eternal night with the break of dawn and the sunrise in the natural order. The holistic approach would be for the successful and powerful to lend support in improving the lives of the less fortunate and disavow ties with elements contributing to economic and social disparity through polarization. Advancing the work of Martin Luther King Jr., promoting equal opportunity and individual rights across the spectrum would be the best tribute. This is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. Peace to all. Thank you.